Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This show tends to focus on negativity.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime we've ever tackled the subject of proposals, we do poor proposals, pathetic proposals, poopy proposals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Today we want to do positive proposals.
Can I
powerful
tell you?
Proposals.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
So a little behind the scenes pre-show, I'm looking up other proposal stories, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I couldn't think of a word that meant good that started with a P. That's how negative we are.
Like we have 20 different variations when we talk about proposals in the negative front. But it's like...
So I literally just wrote good proposal.
Yeah, that's what it says on our sheet here. And I'm like, how about positive?
Yeah. What's that?
How about powerful or perfect? How about perfect?
Wow.
How about perfect proposals? Yeah. That's what we want to hear.
The word positive is not in her vocabulary anymore.
What show is she on?
I remember that word from my childhood.
It was before I joined the Slacker Show.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. The story we saw the other day that really set it off. This dude's a pilot,
mm-hmm.
but he flies like a little plane. He's not like flying.
Okay.
He's not subjecting Southwest passengers to what I'm about to describe. But his, like, I guess when you fly little planes, your flight pattern gets tracked.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So if like, oh, I'm putting in, I'm going to fly from Colorado Springs to Denver. Like there's an app that goes, oh, he took off at 7:51. It shows him flying over Parker and then landing, like turning and landing at Centennial or whatever.
Cool.
So this guy flies all the time and his girlfriend gets nervous about it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's given her the app access so she can see what he does.
Yeah. So she can track him.
Yeah. So he gets up in the air and has somehow drawn it out on a map and he flies around and mm-hmm. goes, is making jagged turns and going. Like, it's the most dangerous
flying. It took him 2 hours to do it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It seems like it would take him 10 hours to pull this off. But he literally spells on the tracker app, will, in cursive, you.
What?
Marry me, Taylor.
Yeah.
The whole thing. So then at some point, she's working at the mall and she flips open her phone to go, I wonder if he's still up. I'll check his flight pattern. And it's like, huh.
Ooh.
It, like you're not in person at that moment.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
What an epic. Like she had to be just sitting there going, oh my God.
I didn't even think about that.
Like he's not standing there.
Right.
Yeah.
But I would want him there. Wait.
Yeah,
hold
she's
on.
Just in the line at Wetzel's.
It's such a great. No.
She's
you
on her break.
That's so powerful.
It is. That's incredible. And to make it actually legible, it's not like, you know, it kind of says
I mean, it's there's like some of it's a little bit like trying to make a W when you're flying.
Oh, I can't even.
You got to just keep turning. Like,
or the double L. Just.
Yes. Right. Those aren't bad.
Yeah.
But like.
Before you come over and hug me, baby, let's unload these barf bags. There's quite a few.
But I mean, that to me is a positive, powerful proposal.
Yeah.
What we normally talk about is like you try to like. Put the ring on your finger, it dropped into the ocean, and you spent the next 4 days of your vacation trying to find it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we want. We want he did something, or you, like whoever. You can call in as a proposer or the proposee.
Yeah.
Like, what is the most positive, powerful,
good. Good.
If you got a good one, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call or you can text.
What was your favorite way of proposing, Slacker?
Wow. Oh, you hate your job. Okay.
I'm just bitter. Sorry.
You're bitter because I've been married twice? That's like what?
Leave some for the rest of us. No, but
here's the thing. Yes. I want to do more behind the scenes of the show thing. So Erin was like all day pulling these other proposal stories, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And she couldn't come up with a word positive or whatever. And then she sends a group text to me and Tiak. She's in shambles. Yeah. And it's a picture of her weeping.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God.
No,
when it's Erin, yeah. it's like something else has happened yeah. in her life. And it's like, there's proposal story.
No, I have mentioned on air, I love weddings. I love them so much. I will go to anyone's wedding.
Yeah, if you want to just invite Erin randomly to your wedding, yeah, she'll come.
I will be there. For sure. I love weddings. I love love.
So what was the one that made you cry the most? We want one of the powerful proposals. Mm. Like, what did
It might have been the penguin one. Someone said they were proposed to in the penguin enclosure somewhere. I don't know where. The fiance started telling her about how penguins mate for life, and they proposed by giving a pretty pebble to the lady penguins. And then he opened up a ring box and said, I don't have a pebble, but I do have this. And she started like flapping her arms and squeaking, and then all of the penguins copied her.
Oh, wow.
And so everyone is just flapping their arms and squeaking.
Okay. I just want a couple show notes.
Yeah.
That was a powerful proposal. I like that.
Yeah.
Crying over that, though.
It's so cute.
To get the penguins involved. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't intentional.
We don't know. He tipped him at the end on his way out.
Gave him some pebbles.
Yeah. Tuxedos ain't cheap. That might be the dumbest thing I've ever said. And I just want
to
get ahead of that.
There's
say,
a
I'm sorry.
List of dumb things you've said. And I don't.
That was one of my favorite things you've said.
Are you going to cry?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
We haven't done cry stories in a while.
Bonus points if you can get me to cry.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because then everyone gets bonus points.
Fair game.
All right. If you've got a powerful, positive,
mm-hmm.
good
proposal story, this is your chance to call in. I probably won't be here, but Tiak and Erin will take your calls. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about words that mean positive things that start with the letter P that aren't good. We're trying to do proposal stories, and we want to take them from a better angle than we normally do, and Erin couldn't come up with any of these words. So we've come up with, so far, powerful, perfect, positive. What was the other plane one you had? Because the guy was on a thing, and he flew into the words of Will You Marry Me? But you said there was another one on a plane.
Yeah, they were on a flight, and her husband kind of went to the bathroom, and then he came over the PA system and was like, attention, passenger, so-and-so, and just kind of started proposing. And she walked up to the aisle,
Are you having a stroke?
The aisle of the plane.
Good.
And then everyone else on the plane just started cheering as she made her way up to the front. And he came out of the cockpit and proposed over the loudspeaker and everyone.
Oh, he was the pilot.
No, he was in on it.
Oh,
the pilot was just letting him do it. Yeah. Oh. They were on a plane.
I don't know if I would like that.
Maybe we just do plane proposals.
Yeah. Mm. The guy was trying to use the bathroom. Excuse me.
Jade.
Yay.
Yay. Positive, good proposals. What's yours?
Okay. So my husband and I, when we first met, basically we bonded over night photography and taking, you know, photos of
I love that.
Sparklers and stuff at night. Yeah. So we met when I was 19 and he was 20. And then fast forward to 2019, we had been together for about 6 years or so.
Wow.
And he had taken me back to Glenwood Springs, which is one of our, we had went to college on the Western Slope. And we went out and we did some night photography. And so after taking the photos and everything, he handed me the camera. And he's like, yeah, look at some of the photos. Like, this one's really, really cool. And he had it already set up on the very, like, I don't know. He had it set up so that way, essentially, like, when I went to go on to the next photo, he had already taken photos on the camera with little signs. And it said, put the camera down and turn around.
That's
and
so
when
cute.
When I turned around, he was on his knee and he proposed. And yeah, it was very special, very cute. And I love you, Shane, if you're listening.
That gave me goosebumps. I'm not crying yet, but that did give me goosebumps. That's too, really cute.
I love the ones where you just don't, you're in the middle of your proposal and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
You're just like, wait, hold on, what? There's something.
Well, because we had gone to a fancy restaurant earlier that night in Glenwood Springs, and I totally thought he was going to propose at that point, and he didn't. So I was like, oh, never mind. It's not this trip because, you know, it's been 6 years at that point. But
so you were thinking. It's so funny because I have friends who are like in long-term relationships, and you just hit this point where you're like, it's coming. Like the women are just like, it's coming. I'm like, you can't do that. If you do that to yourself every single time, it's like,
he
just booked a gondola for something. I'm like, you're just going to be mad if he doesn't do it. You got to not think about it. You're like putting the energy on it. Oh, that's so cute.
Aaron, here's bonus points. He proposed to me with my great grandmother's ring that he got from my mom.
Aww.
So I'm wearing like
She's got a weird eye thing going on, so I don't know if that's a tear or something in her eye. Thank you for the call,
that's
Jade.
Cool.
You are a cool. I almost cried.
I almost did.
Yeah,
like put the camera down is like,
that's it. Instead, and it wasn't just will you marry me. It's right, put it's it like, down, and then I'm the. I like that extra step.
And you're already sitting there, and you're like,
it's a baller.
Yeah. Kirk.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Perfect. Good proposal. What's yours?
Mine, I bought this rare shell with a hinge on it, and then my wife and I went on vacation to the beach, and we're walking on the beach, and I put the ring in the shell, and I acted like I bent down and found this shell, and I'm already on one knee.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Gave it to her.
She just thinks, oh my God, look at that rare shell you found. And then there's a...
I totally thought he was going to say he took the shell and just like chucked it and like couldn't find it. Like way to have it way more planned out.
Yeah, you're way more put together than anyone on this show. Thank you.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Time for news.
Or no.
News.
No! No!
News!
No!
News!
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
I want you to know that if you've watched any of the videos from the studio, I don't know if we've ever put a news or nope up. Tiak and I at least do the drumming at the end. Aaron just abstains.
I go, gong gong.
You're right. It's almost as good.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program. Hot social media news today as Mark Zuckerberg has made a confession.
Ooh.
I want to get everyone's kind of take on this, their opinion.
Okay.
He says that back in 2022, Mark Zuckerberg had this crazy idea that he was going to go through everybody's Facebook friends list and purge them. He said Facebook's been going on for a while.
Everyone.
Everyone on the platform.
Just start fresh.
Yeah, start. Exactly. That's what he said. Start over again. Because we're just.
No.
We've got friends from people that we don't know. And I remember I met you that one time, and a friend. It's like, we got too many friends and we can't have new friends. So just purge it all. And his advisors were like, no. And they didn't let him do it.
Good.
But would that have been good?
No.
Yes.
I think it would have been okay.
No.
Actually, yes.
No, yes. No, no, no. Do you have deceased relatives that still have Facebook accounts? Exactly.
I will bow out.
Do not touch it.
That's great point.
Aaron has the dead dad, dead sister card to
my dad died before Facebook. He has
and
a MySpace.
My parents did not, but they don't have Facebook. But okay, but if they're dead, then you can keep them.
All right.
But
how do you know? Because You can turn the page into like one of the memoriam, whatever. Mm. But then you lose access to like everything.
But at least you'd still have it.
But it's a different like security privacy thing. I don't know exactly. We haven't touched my sister's.
What would, wow. Can I just ask what his brain, like what, like was he thinking we all just need to, because yeah. Facebook started as a way for us to connect
mm-hmm.
and we were just, oh, and it single-handedly killed high mm-hmm. school reunions, in my opinion, because yep. we were like, I already know what everybody's doing. I don't need to go back to Longmont to find out you're selling real estate. Mm-hmm. Got it. But then it became, you're just amassing, like, I wanted 5,000 friends.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. I have people on there that I don't care about. It was like, so was his thought to like make it back to about connecting? Like you'd have to physically go, I have to go find T-Hack and make him my friend again.
Well, thankfully, the Slacker Show research team was granted a sit down with the Zuck. And wow. he said that his concern was Facebook was losing cultural relevance, suggesting users should start again with their social connections. Through though another Facebook executive expressed hesitation. So it's kind of what you're saying. He's like, we're losing relevance. People aren't using it. They're full up. But that's my page. I get on there. I'm like, I don't even know who these people are. Yeah. It doesn't show me anybody I know.
That's why I like it. I love all the groups, all the like drama. Oh, it's so good.
My feed, because my Facebook page is under my real name.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't. So my mm-hmm. feed is all the fringiest, kookiest people who've ever worked here who knew my real name.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just super right-wing posts, super left-wing posts, and I'm like, I'm just like, it's the worst. I'm down with purging it.
Yeah, maybe I would have been okay, but that Aaron, that's a great point. Can't argue that.
Dead relatives is the trump card for everything. Congrats, Aaron.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Starbucks news. They are rolling out a strict new dress code, and people are up in arms over it.
I can wear whatever I want to get a coffee. Shut your mouth.
Not for the workers. Oh, sorry, yeah, no. Let me clarify.
Screw them.
No.
They should wear schoolgirl outfits. What are they?
No, and it's just supposed to be black shirts to make the green smocks, aprons, whatever, stand out more.
Okay.
And then jeans that are, I think, black, gray, or blue.
So like Hillstone server, like upper end Cherry Creek bar kind of server kind of. Yeah.
Is that not the dress code already? I always think of the green aprons. Don't they wear them?
They wear those, but I think there's more like you could do khakis.
Oh, it's just under
and
whatever.
And like gray
underneath.
Shirts, but it has to be.
No baristas are rocking a khaki. They're very much more.
Or like cargo pants.
Like, no.
Yeah.
You're saying there's Kim Possible baristas.
Yep.
I'm saying they're holy jeans or like Birks.
Hmm.
Like you're just like.
Can they still wear beanies?
I hope so.
It seems like that's a barista thing,
that's
right?
Really
my barista in DTC wears a beanie every single day.
I'm a beanie guy too, yeah, so okay. I'm fine with it.
All right, I'm down with it.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
In news that might make Slacker upset, but might also get him back on the dating scene.
Ooh.
The Golden Bachelor, Jerry Turner, is dating again.
I'm straight. What?
He's a cutie.
He is, yeah. He went through a divorce from Teresa Nist. Am I saying that name right?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I know it's Teresa.
He went through a divorce, but he said on a podcast that he is dating again, and he's going to keep it low-key for now, respect the privacy, but he's found love.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Well, how does that relate to me? So I'm the Golden Bachelor? I'm of the Golden Bachelor?
Explain to me. The next contender.
I'd like you to say how that would affect my choices of just sitting here on the sidelines until I die.
Because there's hope.
Yeah, you don't need to give up, is what I'm saying. You're way younger than him. Like, way, way younger, is what I was saying.
Yeah, boss.
Yeah. And so why are you hanging it up when he's not hanging it up?
You get what you did, right? You know that you've stepped in it.
You're way.
So you're, okay.
They'd ID you just to be on The Bachelor, I think. They'd be like, sir, are you old enough?
You feel better?
Is Starbucks hiring, by the way?
Yeah, I would look into it if I were you. I'd look into it probably right.
You can
be excused. It's Aaron's turn for a story, so I don't know why you're still in the room.
Good evening.
Aaron, you have the floor.
I do, and I'm very scared to have it. There's a scientific formula for the perfect day. It includes 6 hours with family, 2 hours with friends, and zero time on social media, pretty much.
So. Really? So 6 hours with family.
Which is probably what I do on social media every day.
Just looking at family pictures?
No, 6 hours.
Oh, 6 hours.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What? What? Trust the science. No, wait, don't you? No, wait. I disagree with science. I said it backwards.
I don't care what science says. Okay, that's why I was confused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I'm still confused.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything because, T-Hack, the floor is yours. By the way, if you're a flat earther, you're about to love you some T-Hack. This is the dumbest thing.
The floor
said.
Is mine, and I would eat off of it because I believe in the 5-second rule. I think it's fine. If a little food hits the floor, pick it up, eat it. You're fine.
Oh, you're fine. I'm on hack side.
Yeah, but science is not on our side. Science says there is no such thing as a 5-second rule.
I don't know why this is news. I don't know. It's so funny because I don't know why news stations or news organizations send anywheres our way. It's like, have you heard the name of the show? Like, why would you think we're going to pass along your information? I know we do news or note, but it's like, whatever. But the 5-second rule, I think we debunked that a long time ago.
Right. Because it's immediate contact. It's done.
Because in your brain, I want you to just think about it like this. Like, there are germs, especially in this room, there are germs everywhere.
Yes.
Okay. So we take a little dollop of peanut butter and go and hit it right there where other people have put their stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
So I want you to picture our eyes are now microscopes. So we can see the peanut butter sitting there, but the peanut butter doesn't look like a dollop. It's a mountain. That's how small we can see.
Okay.
It's this huge pile of peanut butter. And so when we're at that level, we can see germs, but they're like people size.
You know
what I'm saying? Because the germs are all there and we agree there's like a Taylor Swift concert amount of germs in the area where we've hit.
Right? You're going Magic School Bus on us. I like
100%.
It.
So here's a giant peanut butter mountain and all the Taylor Swift screaming fans. And they're all like, ooh. But yellow shirt security is all standing there with the barricades going 4, 3, 2. Go ahead. Go, 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 go. That's what you think is happening. Like the germs are all being held back. Until
okay, that is silly.
That's not
they wear
silly.
Orange
it's
vests.
The...
No, I
at
think
Red Rocks they wear yellow, don't they?
They're blue. No, I don't remember.
It's not Best Buy.
No, they wear like blue shirts. I don't remember what color the vests are.
Geek Squad, where are AirPods at? It's not
royal blue. It's a lighter blue.
Geek Squad looking for work.
I feel like. Can you Google images and see what?
No.
Tia, can you Google images and see what color? I feel like.
Of Red Rock Security?
Yeah, Red Rock Security.
I think it's yellow. Just a usually the
yellow.
Or
it's black with yellow security on the back. But security to me is just a yellow color.
Yeah, this looks like yellow jackets.
Thank you.
Like, the best.
I specifically remember there's one guy who's always at the front, and I'm pretty sure he's in a blue.
Okay. I see a picture of that guy in a blue polo.
Thank you.
Looks like you're both right.
The head of security wears blue.
Looks like you'll have to share
the trophy. That's the most important one. He's the one doing the countdown.
So
explain why you think that's a reality, that germs don't get on it.
I don't believe in the 5-second rule. I think that's silly. But I think if you drop your food and you pick it up right away, I don't think it's really tainted. I don't think it's really contaminated because I don't think it went from pure and not contaminated to now contaminated. I think once you get down on the level, like you said, the mini level, there's germs on everything all the time. So you just got maybe a little more germs on it, but it already had germs on it.
Wouldn't you rather be in the air above a Taylor Swift concert as opposed to be down in the crowd? Like, if you're going to eat something, wouldn't you eat something from the air above the Taylor Swift concert as opposed to just down in the, like, sticky, swifty? Like,
I don't know. I guess I just think, I don't think germs are all bad. I think you kind of need some germs. I think
you do.
Build up your immunity a little bit, you know? Test your body.
Aaron, please, for the love of God, tell me you have peanut butter in your office because I'm going to put it.
I don't, but I was thinking about bringing some.
Do you not have peanut butter?
I ate it all.
Not off this board.
No.
Not off of this area. That's what I'm saying. I want you to put your money where your mouth is. If you really believe that.
Okay.
I'll pick the spot in this room.
Oh, no.
Do you want to eat something that BJ's spit on or the Schmidilla's spit on?
Either. I'll do it. As long as less than 5 seconds. I think once you let something sit, And then it become like once it reaches a point, now it's just not good anymore.
It's not ants. You know? There's not a messenger network of everybody going, hold on, I think somebody dropped some peanut butter.
I think if you drop something, you pick it up, you eat it, you're fine. If okay, you drop so something, it, you pick it up the next day, well, no, don't eat
it. How long could we let the peanut butter sit?
5 seconds.
No. Because that's going to be good for a while.
Well, you, the peanut butter is?
Yeah.
Why?
If you just, a glob of peanut butter on the counter, yeah, that's going to be good for at least 24 hours.
Okay.
That was Aaron.
I didn't say I would eat it. I'm saying
no. Yes, you did.
That's
you
what I
just
heard.
Agreed on the.
No, I didn't.
2 dollops of peanut butter, and then the morning show gets to do whatever they want
agree.
To your dollop.
I'm saying that Tiak could potentially wait 24 hours.
No. Yes. The Swifties will be all over it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
We're going to tackle somebody else's problem. We call it OPP, other people's problems. What's happening?
Valerie saw something she wasn't supposed to see. Ooh. And who should she tell?
Oh, boy.
About it.
Ooh, that's a good tease. Don't you guess, everyone, the four people who listen to this show. Hi, Mom. Valerie.
Yay.
What did you see? Tell us the story.
So the other day, oh boy, I swung by my in-law's house to drop something off, and I saw and heard.
No, God,
I
please
never
no.
Expected to see.
They were doing what?
I didn't even tell you yet.
I know, but I'm just, my brain is just.
My anxiety
I know where my brain's
roof.
At. You saw and heard. Like, are you doing this on purpose to give us all anxiety? What did you see? They were, please tell me
my
they were chopping up big rails of drugs. Because, like.
No, I saw my father-in-law having relations with a woman who is not my mother-in-law.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Mm. And I heard them.
You saw, you heard, did they see or hear?
No, I left. I didn't say a word. I left with the house.
So they leave
me, and now I don't know what to do.
Can I just, I have to ask several just little qualifiers. One, I'm not a big fan of the cheaters, right? But mm-hmm. if you're going to mm-hmm. cheat, please go to a hotel or go to their, like something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you cheat
like,
in your marital bed,
yeah.
You're already despicable if you're a cheater, but if you're cheating in your marital bed, you're like, that's another
they
level.
They were in the bedroom.
Even worse. Okay. Okay. But okay, in your marital home, but all yeah. And also just lock the door. I don't, what? Or did you not get all the way inside where you just, watching through the picture window. God, why am I picturing my parents' house?
I'm like, no, what? I actually came in and okay. I heard, I didn't close the door. And like I walked in and I was hearing it, you know, it was just weird to hear this. So yeah. I, you know, crept around and looked and
why would you look if you're hearing what's going on? I'm leaving.
Well, because I couldn't, I didn't know who it was. So sure
but even
was,
if
like,
you thought
husband,
it was your mother-in-law, the, like the real lady.
Husband. I didn't know who it was.
But did you know immediately it was relations or could you have been misunderstood for like
a tennis match?
Yeah.
Voracious CPR.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was evident.
Then it's on you for going around the corner. Yeah, I,
well,
like, I'm with Aaron on this
but
one.
But
we're
I'm
supposed
married.
To be helping
this
her.
This is my husband. This is his parents. This is his parents' house.
Okay, so you know that your husband's dad is a dirtbag.
Right.
And
I haven't told my husband yet, and okay. I don't know what to do or if I should tell him, because he'll be upset about his dad being unfaithful to his mom. And so should I tell him? Should I confront his dad? Should I confront my mother-in-law and, you know, talk to her about it?
I can't even tell you how many times this sort of issue, this comes up in one form or another.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no stock answer, right? To 303-222-5423. Call that number, text that number. We just need advice. Like, if you know somebody's been unfaithful, the obvious answer is almost always butt out. But I, as a victim of cheating myself, like,
I would want to know.
You want to know.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I would too.
Do you like your mother-in-law more than you like your father-in-law? That's a weird question.
Well, now,
no,
yeah.
I like them both equally, but I love my husband.
And you, who do you want to know more? Do you want to protect your mother-in-law, or you want your husband to just know the truth? Who's the person that's weighing on your heart the heaviest that you want to tell? Your husband?
My husband, because I think the relationship with him and his dad are going to change, and I don't want to, you know, be in the middle of that because they're really close.
Yeah,
so then maybe you should keep it to yourself.
Yeah, to protect, because you weren't supposed to see this, right? I mean, it was a complete accident, and
not a complete accident. She could have stopped and just always believed that they had a healthy relations life, but she had to go around the corner and see. Are you positive? You positive it was somebody else, and she wasn't wearing a wig or something?
I'm positive.
Okay, I don't want any of the details on how you're positive.
Okay,
I understand. Do you have any secrets from Angie?
Not big ones, I don't think. There's probably things I haven't told her yet, but I'm not like keeping it a secret. Right. I don't think, right?
Because it sucks when you have a secret from your spouse. Even if it's like you're trying to like plan a surprise party. Like, knew what the gender of our daughter was before she did. And every moment of every day, it sucked. Yeah. I'm just like, I want to talk to you about
I'm
it.
I'm terrible at giving gifts, too. I'm like, just open it. Just
oh my God,
open
it. Open it. Here
it is.
Yeah. But this is bigger than that. It's like, I know your dad. Like, and
this could ruin relationships.
Right. And he's talking, like, me and my dad are planning to go to Alaska and fish for salmon. And it's like, I wonder who will pick up in Alaska.
Yeah.
And a marriage.
Yeah.
What if
my
mother-in-law, you know, like, is not comfortable with it?
Well, is there an element? I mean, we know people who are in open relationships. Are his parents maybe keeping a secret from you guys that this is, I don't know,
that this is what
that
they do?
Okay with that. Yeah,
and then you can just go, oh, I don't know, none of my business. I don't have to ruin my husband's, I don't have to break up the family. But it's not, I don't know, it's not you breaking it up because you didn't do the wrong thing.
No, you kind of did, but you do you think there's a chance that they're swingers, Valerie, or no?
I don't know. I don't think that they're, I mean, they don't seem like, I don't know.
You'd be real surprised who turns out to be.
The correct answer is I've never thought of that. Never thought of my in-laws in that.
That is actually the correct answer. If you want to, okay.
Sorry, literally no idea. Never crossed my mind.
I'm not even thinking about it now.
Valerie, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get you advice on whether you tell your husband, you tell the mother-in-law. A lot of times what people will say to do is you go to the father-in-law and tell him, you tell her, I will.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't like that either. Like those kind of weird. Because then you're. Ugh.
That feels like you're still inserting yourself just as much. You're taking
words?
Control
you have
of
any
the
situation.
Oh. You're penetrating the situation. you're.
Hang on, Valerie.
You don't want to be in and out.
Should not be entrusted with other people's problems.
I know.
Because we don't know how to take it seriously.
No.
That's a serious thing.
It is.
I know we're going to get advice for Valerie. That's 100% what we're doing. Should she confront the dad, tell the mom, tell her husband, which of these things? None of the above. I just need a poll of the room. Happening around the corner. Are you stepping forward or backward?
I'm stepping backwards.
Thank
or
you.
I'm saying, hello, I am here.
Right. In no way, shape, or form am I lightening my steps.
Mm-mm.
and taking a step forward.
I
Who
might.
Does? No,
I
you would.
Curious. Aaron's no, the most curious what? Person ever.
Yeah, no. And I'm saying I would leave.
Not about that. I'm not curious about
if
that.
If you heard someone getting murdered, she'd take a
piece. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I
would never step forward.
I would probably just not never. Be. I wouldn't be thinking because you're so off guard. You're like, I'm just dropping this bag of things off. I'm not like expecting.
It's automatically relations or somebody getting hurt, and I'd get out.
And what if they're hurt?
Yeah.
Nobody can get like out and call and goes, hey, is everybody all right?
Even more
like, why
reason.
Do you ask? Well, sounded like a vigorous tennis match. Or, okay, Valerie knows that her father-in-law is cheating and the burden is killing her. So what should she do next? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to handle Valerie's OPP. She wants to gouge her eyes out. She
relatable.
She was dropping something off at her mom's house. Father-in-law was there with someone who was not her. Right?
Her mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law. Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she
mother-in-law
around, wasn't she there. She heard some noises, went around the corner that maybe shouldn't have gone, but she
Which,
did.
Why would you do that?
She saw father-in-law.
There getting was, busy with someone who was not her mother.
Yeah, she ran out. She didn't. But she wasn't seen. So now mm-hmm. she's like, "Who do I tell?
Do or should you tell? Is
yeah.
it or is it Nanya?
Mm. oh, my son would love that.
Melanie.
Yay!
Advice for Valerie and the deed that shouldn't have been seen.
Okay, so I changed my mind originally. So now I think she should talk to the father-in-law. I mean, if he's close with his son, like, talk to him and, like, maybe, I don't know. I can't, well, she should talk to him because that will surprise him anyway.
Tell him that I saw
straight
you. Tell
to
him,
the
like,
source.
I saw you doing the thing.
Yeah, just go to him. Or she should go to him because, like, then he can decide what he wants to do with that information. That she knows, you know, and that she doesn't have to tell her husband. She doesn't have to hurt her mother-in-law. But she can...
And say what? Like, I know what you did last summer. Like, I don't... Like, what do you...
It feels ultimatum.
Without kind doing like, it, it's threatening. Well, it's like, a blackmail, extortion. It's like...
No, I don't think so. I think it's just bringing to the... I don't know, her taking it... Her truth. Because she shouldn't have to hold that. That's not fair for to have to hold that from
it's
them.
Not.
She's in this marriage, you know? And...
But then depending on what the father-in-law says, then would she tell her husband?
Yeah, like, what are you going to do about it?
Or like, no, we're actually in an open relationship.
You have to take him on his word.
Right?
Yeah,
and then do you tell your husband, his son? Because then it's just weird.
Hey, your parents are
Well, I'm just
active.
Saying, like, it takes the pressure off of her maybe a little bit just to like, have
having a secret like that does suck. You don't want to walk around with that every day,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
No. Absolutely.
Thank you, Melanie.
Okay.
Kathy?
I'm here.
Hello.
Hello.
What advice do you have for Valerie and this?
Valerie, I think you should tell your husband. I think if you guys approach it together and have open minds about it, then you can talk more about like how to approach his parents. Because if they are swingers, then that's their business. And you and your husband are not affected by
do
it.
Do we really think they are? Or was he just making the beast?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't. Yeah. Who knows?
You don't want to be on the other side of it and then it start to affect your marriage. Your marriage should come first.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, the only way to tell if someone is a swinger is at the grocery store. That's all I've ever heard is a pineapple.
I feel
in the
like that's a lie.
No, the pineapple thing. Well, I think the pineapple door knocker, too. If you have the door knocker on your house, that's a pineapple.
Mm.
Or the white rock out front.
That's why I haven't tried it. Like, I don't want to hang out at the grocery store all the time.
I've done the pineapple upside down in my cart just to see what happens. Legit, I have.
Really?
Well, because I'm just like, let's go. Let's just see what happens. Nothing happens.
Mm.
I'm unswingable in the wrong kind of tree.
Anyways.
All right, thank you. Tell the husband. That's great advice. Why did it always degenerate down into me and my... Sarah?
Yay!
What do we think we should tell Valerie?
You should tell your mother-in-law. That drives me like, oh, you should let out. That's not right. If you get the person, tell them that.
Oh, no.
Up.
Basically, she said, tell the mother-in-law.
Yeah. If you care about her, you should know.
So we're up to three people we should... One.
Yeah,
we
so
should
one,
tell
the mother-in-law, tell the father-in-law, tell your husband.
Yeah.
And I'm still on team...
pineapple?
Shut up. I'm on team pineapple. Paul?
Young Lai.
Yeah. Hey,
who do you think she should tell?
You know what? I think she should let it go.
Jesus.
And quite honestly, I think that, you know, most times when you try to help, you end up being the bad guy. And her...
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't help. I hate that argument. It's like, that kid might be being abducted, but I don't want to be the bad guy.
Explain.
It's like, be the bad guy. Be the bad
let
guy.
Let me explain. Because her first interest is no harm to herself or her husband.
Yes.
And we don't know all the facts. So therefore, I would let it go because, again, I've tried to help in situations, and I end up being the bad guy, and I'm just trying to help. So she doesn't need that. And poor sweetheart, I'm sorry you got involved in it. But personally, in my experience, I would let it go because if you weigh harm versus good and not having all the facts, you know what I mean? It's just really hard, but that's my opinion.
All right.
How do you just let that go, though? Like, I'm terrible with secrets.
No, and then the next time it's like, pass me the gravy, you're not thinking gravy.
I know.
All I've learned is the next time I'm going to my in-laws, I'm calling ahead first.
And knocking and stomping.
I'm here. Hello?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay. Does this eventually end with you saying butter?
Yeah. Most breaks do. I'm saying it in my head every time.
I have a weird thing. I want to know, are my kids messed up and is it my fault? Or is this just normal behavior? So my daughter has like four shirts she loves.
Mm-hmm.
She's got like an Arctic Monkey shirt, which I don't know how in the world she found the Arctic Monkeys.
She loves them too.
But why?
I don't know.
What a weird band to find.
I don't think
they're not on any radio station. How would you just find the Arctic Monkeys?
They're pretty
big.
None
of her friends are... What?
Yeah, like they played Red Rocks. They're pretty big.
And she got to go to that show. Her mom took her to the show.
Oh, cool.
Whatever.
I get them confused with the Gorillas, and I know that's very dumb.
They could not be more...
The names. People got monkeys, you know? And then there is the monkeys.
Hey, where are the monkeys?
I get them confused. Because the gorillas are the ones you don't see.
What about
the
turtles?
Yeah, so Arctic Monkeys are animated? Just like gorillas?
Could you just say butter so we can go?
Butter. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Okay.
So she's got her Arctic Monkey shirt. She's got a shirt from the play The Office.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
The musical. So Lynn, like her Arctic Monkey shirt's got a bunch of holes in it. So I go on Amazon, get a new one. Done. Can't get another Office The Musical parody shirt. Can't do it. Like... All of her shirts just get worn. She's got Chase Atlantic shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever. So the other day, I'm doing laundry. All of her shirts have holes in it. And I'm like, sweetheart, I need you to go online. This is your job. We went out to brunch. And I'm like, the whole time we're at brunch, this is your job. Just, you can be on your phone, go nuts. You can go to Hollister. You can go to Hot Topic.
Mm.
You can go to H&M.
Wow.
Like pick four sites. Grab as many clothes as you want, and then we'll just,
that's my dream.
I can't let you be in public in a holy shirt one more day. I can't. Like, if she waves at somebody, like, right into her pit. Like, the shirts are just, like, they're worn out.
Mm.
And here's what I got.
Really? What?
You want me to okay, I got a shop? I'm like, okay. After we have brunch, we'll go like to the pavilions or somewhere. We can go nuts. We can go to all the stores. We can go to like one of the malls that has Hollister and Hot Topic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Huh?
So did I screw my kids up? What? How is it possible? If my parents said I had an unlimited amount of money at Kmart, if they gave me $30 to Kmart.
Yeah. It would have been the best day of your life.
Am I crazy? Like,
no, I've been the same way. Yeah. Clothes? So, oh, well, yeah. Absolutely. Whatever I want.
Please.
Especially
buy
for
something.
Me and Aaron, because we grew up, we wore uniforms to school.
Yeah.
So like, just clothes, regular ones? Yeah.
Just, will you please buy something? I want you to buy something.
Ooh.
And it's like, I don't know.
I mean, the same goes with when we go out. It's like, okay, it's Sunday. Let's go have breakfast or whatever. It's like where? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like anywhere.
Oh.
I'm like, where? I'm like, Bacon Social House. I'm like, Bacon? Bacon. Yeah. Bacon.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm so confused because I do remember being a young female teenager.
Okay.
Where it is kind of like awkward to go shopping. You're not totally comfortable with your body.
Great. That's why I said do it online and then we can send it
but
back.
But I would still want to buy clothes and try it and find stuff. And like, especially with the going out to brunch thing, having a hard time picking. I don't know. I feel like there's, knowing that now, I feel like there's an underlying issue.
What?
But I don't know
what. But
I'm
saying it's both of them.
Yeah.
My son would, if I said he had an, like, he would rock Hollister hard. He would just put everything in his cart, even stuff he doesn't even like. Because he's the opposite of her. It's just like, oh, he's paying, blah, blah. Yeah. Just throw, he'd throw in,
what
like,
a sucker.
Floral patterns. And like, yeah. But,
Well, I don't know if this is just, I'm going to sound so old here. Let me enter boomer mode. This is the time we're living in where everything is on demand. You don't have to really wait for anything. You don't have to really want for anything because you can kind of get. I mean, my kids are much younger and I deal with this like just with TV shows all the time where nothing's special. You don't look forward to any TV show.
I had to wake up early on Saturday to watch the show I wanted to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they don't have to
wait week to week. For new episodes.
Mm-hmm. I remember when there was a movie coming out and it was going to air on TV and I was like, well, we can record it and next week we'll watch it. And my son was like, "What? I don't watch it now.
I just want to watch it right now.
Yeah. Like what movie can I not watch now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To watch it now.
Yeah. Well, it's the same for like restaurants even. Like I grew up in a smaller town where we didn't have as many restaurants, so we didn't go out to eat as often. And now when I go to Texas Roadhouse, back to butter.
This is why he said butter off the air. Like if we say Texas Roadhouse.
The butter, cinnamon butter. So, but it was a big deal, right? To get to go out of town, a Texas Roadhouse. We don't even have one within a 80 mile radius.
Right.
And my son, we're like, oh, you want to go to Texas Roadhouse? And he kind of does the, okay.
I guess.
Like, yeah. Do they have applesauce? And you're like, what? But
you get to go and have butter,
I
bro.
Know. And I remember, it's like I would have lost my mind. I remember being so excited to get to go. But my wife was like, "But it just doesn't mean the same to him because he gets to go often."
So then,
are
your kid? This makes me so happy, by the way. Like, not because I want your kids to be screwed up, but I want to know because I think you've done a really good job and you're very intentional with your parenting. Whereas I just kind of like reactionary.
Which one of us is, oh, right, it's me. Ooh, I'm the parent.
I'm dead serious. So like, if you're screwing your kids up as bad as I did, then it's their fault. Right?
No.
Yes.
No, it's
he's doing it. He's parenting completely differently than me and his kids
but
are turning out.
You're
exactly
doing
the same
thing. Slacker, you grew up, I don't want to say poor because your dad didn't like that.
Right.
But lower.
With less.
Yeah. And so you're giving your kids all of this extra. And it's just around. That's their norm. Same with T-Hack.
But then what is ever gonna make them happy?
They have to figure that out on their own.
Have we set the bar so high? Like, I don't want to get dark with this, but like, is heroin? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, did we make it so?
Mm. If it's not cinnamon butter, then what is it? Can I put that in my vein?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We don't have time for research. We just start talking and we figure it out later.
Yeah.
Are we going to pick sides on this space thing or what? Like, I did not think this was, okay. So Bezos has his space company. What's his called? I
know Elon's Blue Origin.
Okay.
Is that Bezos?
And he launches a giant PP into space. I thought Elon's rockets were phallic, but Bezos is like, hold my beer. Yeah. That thing is, are we kidding? Can you put the two rockets side by side on a screen? I'm telling you right now.
I don't think I can.
Because they won't fit?
No.
I'll get distracted.
Oh my God.
It does seem like something South Park would have done a few years ago.
It's
been like, launch a rocket. Like, wee-wee. Here's the rocket. Quote unquote.
It's so dumb. It's the shape of the park in Reunion. It's just a giant PP floating into the sky packed with women. Okay, so Did you guys care before the other day? Did you know Katie was going up?
I remember hearing that Katie was going. I didn't know like when it was happening. I didn't necessarily care.
Yeah, I knew Katie was on it. I knew Gail King. I don't know anyone else.
Is Gail King famous for anything other than being Oprah's best friend?
Is she on?
I thought she hosted like one of the Today.
But would she have gotten that were she not Oprah's best friend?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know she was.
Isn't that the Gail King was Oprah's best friend?
I think
I'm just
so.
Saying it's like the Kardashians. I'm not saying anything wrong. They're just like it's like OJ's friend, and then they started and then had relations with somebody.
She was a journalist for CBS, and then was editor at Oprah's magazine, I guess.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So that makes sense.
Okay, so anyway, all these people went up.
Yeah.
It was an all-female mission, which was awesome. But now, and I'm like, once I heard our Heather Collins talking about it all day, like when they landed, I mean, it was a big deal. Katie like fell to her knees and kissed the earth. And
so did Gail.
They did?
Yeah.
That seems a little dramatic to me. Where are you going?
I'll be honest. Okay, Aaron's the only one in this room who is got any testosterone. In her. Like, I think you would feel the same way if you jumped out of a plane. I think you and I would be like, oh my God, thank God we're back on earth. And I would just be like,
no,
getting clumps of grass in my hand. Going, yeah. Like, thank God. I did it. Check. Done. Never doing it again.
I absolutely would do the same thing, but I didn't care about this because I don't care about space. I don't want to go. I don't want to jump out of a plane. I haven't even left the country. Why would I go to space?
Okay. I was trying to form an alliance with you against Aaron, but now no, I'm with Aaron against you.
I'd be clutching the ground before we took off. I'd be like, don't take me with you. I just want to stay here. It's fine.
And didn't Katy Perry kind of say that she got bullied into it, right?
I don't know, actually.
I think
I
she
hear
had
that.
Said, like, I didn't want to do it, but then, like, I agreed, and then it, like, started coming up, and I don't remember who had talked her into it, but then she's just like, oh, crap, I'm going.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you just don't go.
Famously no leverage Katy Perry. Couldn't get out of a commitment.
Okay, so where are we at? Because now Olivia...
Wild.
Is really mad.
She's mad. I mean, Kesha is...
Kesha jumped on Team Wendy's.
Mm-hmm. Which is hilarious.
There is zero, we're not getting paid to say this.
No.
But Wendy's is a good follow.
Yeah.
They are, yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah.
You don't even have to like meat. Their social media is-
So good.
Just, who are the ones you guys were saying like-
Oh, I said Scrub Daddy.
Scrub Daddy is
Their
one.
Social media is wild.
It's, good, yeah.
It's unhinged.
It's a sponge with a mouth, right?
Yeah.
And they do weird things with the mouth.
Yeah, very weird.
Yeah. Jimmy John's is good too. That's the one I like.
Because they've embraced the fact that people are stoned.
Yeah, like they just went all in on stoners. I think there's just business people who need a sandwich for lunch, you know? But they, yeah.
Okay, so are we picking a side though? Because like, why is Olivia mad? She's just mad at the money? Or like, why are people mad?
I saw Olivia, Emily Ratajkowski, and someone else. They're all just like, you know who M. Rata is. She was the one in Robin Thicke's music video.
Mm-hmm. She was in Gone Girl too. She was like his mistress.
Yeah. Okay.
Everyone is speaking out saying like, this was a tremendous waste of money. You want it to be female empowering. It's great that we sent up all females. We sent up Katy Perry, who took a daisy and sang a song. Are you kidding me? That's who we sent? What a waste.
Yeah. They should have sent up Gal Gadot to sing Imagine again.
I'm saying it's adjacent. I would rather have it's that, adjacent. I think. Truly.
100%. Well, so it's like she gets up there and then like,
because then we can all just like bond over like, yeah, that was dumb.
That was dumb, and you did it again. You doubled down.
Good job.
And now it's fun.
I'm proud of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think because I saw something. I don't know if it was Olivia Wilde, but one of them had some sort of quote about like, you've shown little girls that what's more important than STEM is like just being a pop star. Just be like that is what will get you. That's what will get you into space.
Don't do the math.
Don't work hard. Don't learn. Yeah, don't get prepared and all that stuff, which I agree with that sentiment.
Yeah.
But if it's coming from an actress,
what
does that sentiment mean? You are Olivia Wilde. You are also an act. I don't know this. Does Olivia Wilde encourage STEM in any other way other than bashing Katy Perry? Like, that's what I have an issue with is people. It feels a little hypocritical to me. I think if genuine astronauts are like, this is bogus, we've been training our whole lives, and then they got to go, I would hear you out. Absolutely. That makes sense to me. But it's the other people. It feels like, to me, it feels like they're a little jealous. They didn't get to go.
But I
why did Katy get to go?
Yeah.
You know? She's Katy Perry and she's friends with somebody. Yeah. She has to be friends with Bezos.
But I'm already wild. I should go.
Okay.
Are you mad
about the money? If Bezos wants to drop a bill, who cares?
Well, yeah, I don't care about the money, I guess. For me, it would be...
Because he still donates to charity. Oh my God, he spent $1 billion on this and he's never helped anybody else out. He does. I do not want to get political about this, but like anybody who's complaining about the money, like when you went and bought a $50,000 car, did you in kind make a $50,000 donation to Children's Hospital? No, you didn't. Then why do you expect him to go dollar for dollar? Oh, because he has so much. It's like, it doesn't matter how much he has. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to go dollar for dollar. I'm doing this, spending stupid money on this concert, and then I owe exactly that same amount. None of us do that. We don't spend the same amount on charities we do on ourselves.
Yeah.
I think it's a stupid waste of money, but we can't be mad at it.
No, and I kind of do feel like a hypocrite because I don't remember getting this angry about William Shatner when he went up.
Did he go up?
Yeah. He went up on I think it was Elon's? I don't know. He went up first. Because
Who's
his quote.
Did
no.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
There's a couple things going on in the studio today. One, I am hurting to the point that I have to stand.
What's hurting exactly?
The workouts are getting more intense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
they're not elementary anymore.
I'm still elementary, but I'm like doing more than one. I'm probably not supposed to do more than one a day. Or whatever. But like my shoulders hurt and stuff. But like there was a lot of leg stuff, yesterday. No, yeah. And so like you know how it is. Like the day after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real, real bad. And then at the end of these workouts, they have a stretching portion, and I've let it play for a second, and then I'm like, I hurl my
No.
I cannot
That's
stretch.
The most important part.
I can't stretch.
Stretch at the end?
Yeah, you do.
You stretch at the end.
Before
you,
and
they
after.
Have like a, they have a warm-up, which is kind of like, God, you do this. I know it's radio, but like, have you ever done a, what do you call it, where you kick your leg out? It's like a leg circle.
Oh.
Okay,
And you kind of open in your hip. You either go outward with it, or start out and come in. First off, you have to balance on one leg, and it's like whatever. But you realize how ancient your hips are in a big fat hurry.
My hips are so bad; they're like cracking. Yeah. You can hear. I'm just like.
Like the like first one I did, it. I almost fell down, and it sounded like popcorn.
Yeah.
It was like, and I was like, "What? Who's in the house?"
Somewhere Shakira's listening, and a single tear just is coming. How could they neglect their hips?
It's so bad.
Yeah.
I remember, so I ran track very briefly in junior high because it was co-ed. So it was like, oh, all the girls are running track. So all the guys ran track. And it was always like, once you
that
do.
So dumb. How did it work out for you? Because you're being chased.
Yeah, that's it. So after your race, it was always like, make sure to do your cool down lap around.
Yes.
And it was like.
I just ran. Why would I do
I'm not doing
another
lap. I'll just sit.
Sitting is the word. After you're done, you need to keep.
You need to keep it all moving.
I didn't realize that was like a serious thing. You're supposed to stretch afterwards.
And like the pre-stretch stuff. If you're not doing like, I don't know what your workouts are, but if you're doing leg presses, your warm-up should be doing leg presses, but on a lower weight. Yeah.
No, I don't. Well, I'm letting this app do it all. It's the app I've been through before. It's called 8Fit. I'm not endorsing it or anything, but it got me in really good shape a long time ago. So I'm doing it again.
Nice.
The long and short of it is this. I realize at this moment that I need to learn how to stretch.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no, you realized that a while ago.
I did.
I'm going to call you out.
Before,
yeah.
But it's.
Like 14 times. And I've told you, Stretch Lab is just up the street.
Okay, so that brings
me. Oh, there's a
whole lab? There are places. This is the truth about me. Like everyone, all my friends who are really fit do yoga. And they're like, you should come do yoga with me. And I'm like, I can't go do yoga. Okay, if you already think I'm screwed up, pull over because it's gonna get worse right now.
Okay.
I can't go do yoga till I know how to do yoga.
What?
Oh, in like a class for sure.
Thank you.
To bring everyone else down to your level, to be ever like, what's with this guy? Hasn't he tried it at home before?
Thank you.
Yeah, that makes
you
sense.
You get me.
Oh, yeah. I'm
don't
you.
Go into a class. I know.
Yes, you do.
Other people. Nope. Not
yes,
me.
You do.
Not me.
Because the class is not going off of what you're doing. It's
care.
The instructor.
I'm
you
not,
can stay in the back and
matter.
Focus on yourself.
I cannot.
Oh my gosh! I want to throw a brick at you.
I understand. You better be good
he
at it.
He wouldn't dodge it.
I would not. I could not move
He's
out
not
of the
Amber.
Way right now. You got the like. I realize at this moment that I'm that way about everything. Like, if I were like a lot of my friends golf, and they're like, "Dude, just take a couple lessons or whatever," and I'm like, "Okay, well, I wouldn't take lessons until I'm already kind of good."
Mm,
you can't. You don't go
okay.
in. You could. You can take golf lessons when you suck if you're five, but you don't get to go in
yes,
as a grown ass man and go.
Yes,
and they're gonna look at me and go like, "What have you done with your whole life?
You picked up a new hobby. Congratulations!
Nope, I can't.
That's amazing. I'm gonna cheer for you the whole time.
I feel like I would let the coach down and keep be like, "Oh, I.
You're not on a team.
Oh, I coach adults. I didn't. I would say, think that he. Can I wouldn't even know the terminology as well.
You're there to learn it.
They're gonna go.
Oh my god.
They're gonna go like, "Okay, tell me what's wrong with your swing." And I'm like, "I don't have one."
Yeah.
Like, perfect.
I need a club.
That's beautiful foundation.
No.
Yeah. When I putt, the windmill always trips me up.
Thank you.
What do I
do?
Yeah,
Aaron,
I agree.
You don't understand.
I do. And I'm saying you're stupid.
Okay, there's one more level of it. And so far, Tiak has been with me on all these.
I get what you're saying.
There's
absolutely. Yeah.
If I had a pain, if I felt like some sloshing or some weirdness in my heart or like in my ribs or whatever, and it's been there for like 2 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go to the doctor till I got it partial. Like, I wouldn't want to go in because then they're going to go, "Well, how long have you had that?" And I'm going to be like, "Well, I don't know, like 2 years or something." and they're going to go, "Yeah, well, you obviously don't care about your body." So then they're going to care. It's like when I took my car in when it was wrecked, I had to detail my car before I took it in because I needed them to think that I love my car enough so that they took better care of my car. And I feel the same way about my body. Like, I can't go in to the doctor.
You're going into the doctor to get help for your body.
No. So, like, before I get blood work, I fast for like a month and I hydrate and I stop
and
drinking.
Then your
and I
blood
do...
work is lies.
It's not lies. It's...
It is, because that's not the real you.
That's the real me that day.
You can get it there if you need.
I can.
You can get it there.
Oh
that, I'm
oh
with
my
you.
God.
I don't want to be
oh
with you,
God.
But I'm with you. I can lock it in.
Yeah.
I'm still good.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you miss anything on the show, I'm sorry if you're tired of hearing me say this, but you got to get the Odyssey app.
Yep.
It is the place to hear old shows. It is the place if your radio isn't in your house and you want to just stream us when you get home.
Mm-hmm.
Download the app today.
Absolutely. AUDACY.
Aaron will not stop like suggesting things for the show. Like, and Tiak and I are like, I mean, we all suggest things for the show, but it's
like, why are you singling me
out
for that?
Like, because Tiak and I are like, you know, we're both dads and we're like, we want to keep the show like family friendly. We want to like keep it so anybody can listen. And like Aaron's like, "Hey, why don't we do a thing where we say what people call it when they go to the bathroom?"
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what do you mean? It's like,
when
you
I'm gotta sorry,
go,
what? No.
What is the weird phrase you say when
never,
you gotta go?
I've
like,
never
Aaron,
mentioned
please,
this.
We don't like.
We don't want to keep doing
have,
these
this
topics.
This is not my idea. What are you talking about?
Who printed this out? Did I print this out?
I
don't even know where the printers are, Aaron.
I printed them out.
Oh, you printed this out, but it's not your idea.
I didn't add it to the paper before I printed it.
So you printed this and handed it to me and Tiak, but this is not your idea.
Correct.
Okay, everyone who's listening, understand that this isn't Aaron's idea. Do we all get it now? Not Aaron's idea.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. Not my idea.
What do you say when you got to go potty? Like, do you have a phrase? Do you have different phrases? Like, when you have kids, you got to go like... It is funny because I just said you got to go potty.
Oh,
as
yeah.
man who was, you know, you're out on the dating scene or whatever. I mean, I don't know what you say, but like once you have a kid, it's hard to not say potty.
You don't look
at your date. Like you're out at Ocean Prime and you're enjoying a nice glass of wine. It's like, I got to drop a deuce. Like you don't.
No.
Like you don't. What do you say? Like,
hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
restroom, it. Restroom or bathroom?
I say bathroom.
I feel like I try to say restroom if I were in that scenario, but it would come off. They were like, you don't
That's not a normal word for you.
You're a porta potty guy.
Right. I gotta hit the loo.
Right.
But like, somebody else brought this in that are like, what do you call it when you gotta go? Mm-hmm. And it can be number one or number two. And we want you to text in. Oh, are we allowed to have people text in, Aaron? I mean, I'm sorry. Yes. Whoever's idea this was, Tiak. Whoever.
Yeah. I'm scared. Yeah, okay. Now. I don't want to.
Just text in if you have different things you say. Because like 303-222-5423, like people go, I'm dropping the kids off at the pool.
Yeah. I hate that one.
I like that one, yeah.
It's weird. I just don't like it. I don't need a reason.
It's cute, I think. Yeah, taking the Browns to the Super Bowl.
That's even worse.
What? This is just...
Here's one I've never heard.
Okay.
Are we just reading all these, Aaron, or are you going to read your own thing?
I have one. I don't know if I can say it, but we can do...
Okay, I want to read the top one here because I don't even understand it. It's adjacent to the Browns to the Super Bowl, but I got to strain the potatoes.
Yeah, I don't...
I mean, I get maybe the size and shape. I'm more of a Yukon Gold, like the little small... I mean, if you're russeting, seek medical attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
what's the big, like the one that they make potato skins out of at TGI Fridays?
What are these? Hold on, what are these called? Euphemisms?
Sure.
I'm trying to figure out what that means.
Strain the potatoes.
I don't quite get it either.
Because it's not like you have a strainer. Like, by the
you
way,
might be straining.
Right. But who strains their potatoes? You ever strained a potato?
No.
Yeah.
You wash it? No. When do you strain them?
If you're mashing them, because you boil them and then strain them. Mash them, cook them, put them in a stew. Bake them,
She's literally doing Lord of the Rings right now. Though. Potatoes. All right, Tiak, let's hear yours. Since Aaron's not playing along,
mine
even though she
was always
this in.
My father used to say this growing up. He still does to this day.
Yep.
He's got to drain the main vein.
I hate that one.
Can I say that one?
I guess. I mean, you did.
It's not even the main vein.
Well, for boys it is.
Yeah, it's my most critical vein, for sure.
Oh my God. The more times you say it, the more I think you can't
most
say it.
Most important.
it's your femoral is your most, well, it's a femoral artery.
The vena cava.
If I had to pick,
what's a vena cava?
Upper right part of your chest.
It's like jugular, sort of.
That might be an artery, but I don't know.
Yeah. I never cover that part of me if something's like running towards me. There's a different, it's not the main one for boys.
Do you know this one? Got to see a man about a horse.
I have heard that one before.
But I don't know what it means.
I have no idea what it means.
Is it because you're sitting, like you're trying out the saddle or something? You're sitting.
Got to see a man about a horse. Yeah, we're just trying to figure out where some of these came from. I know AI could probably tell us.
I'm Googling so fast. I don't.
I got to see. Because my father, RIP, when we were fishing, he would jump in the lake and he'd say, I got to check the prop. Like he'd have to check the prop on the boat motor.
Okay.
And we'd all think, I was like, oh, is something wrong? Like, because you're like just puttering along at Lawn Hagler Lake or whatever. He's like, got to check the prop. And he'd jump out. And I just meant then he would just pee once he got in the water. But like, it was a rite of passage. When do I get to check the prop?
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah.
But he would make us problems.
Well, he would make us pee in a coffee can. We didn't get to jump in because we were too little.
Oh,
okay.
So he'd be like, I got to pee. And he's like, he'd hand you like a Folgers can.
Okay.
There's always a bunch of Folgers cans because some
part
of them
waking
had,
up.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of them had worms in them and some just had pee in them.
It's not Folgers in your cup.
All right, Aaron, do you want to do one or no?
Because
there's one on here that I want to end with. It is the final one.
That's the one I was looking
at. And here's my thing. It's the most accurate one. And I didn't realize this till I probably shouldn't mention this, but I'm gonna.
Children's?
Till we went to Children's Hospital. I'd never been in the presence.
I thought about it too.
I'd never been in the presence of a 3D printer before and didn't realize it just got like this goopy thread that it just goes.
It just feeds it and constantly like sews it almost.
Yeah, and it just turns it into, it's like, oh my God, some kid 3D rendered a Iron Man mask and it's like, and it just made it.
Yeah, awesome.
So one of the things you can say, and try it on your sig other tonight, babe, I'll be right back. I'm firing up the 3D printer. Reaver.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a weird question. Maybe we turn this into like a AITA, like you guys can text in and say if this person is a bad person or not. Okay, let's just do it this way. Who in this room has been cheated on?
Me.
Everybody?
Yeah, everybody.
Yes. Okay. When
me?
Oh, yeah,
when you found out, because this is kind of gross, I've done both things where it's like I found out I was being cheated on and didn't speak up right away.
Mm-hmm.
Waited for a better time to do it. Wanted a what would more be impactful a,
oh,
time to do it.
Like a more, what do you mean by impactful?
More collateral damage to the announcement. Oh, okay. Of like, I know you're cheating.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Or do you, when you find out someone's cheating on you, do you just, bleh, like, oh my God, you're sleeping with Tom? Like, you do you just, bleh, do you just, does it, like,
yeah,
which way
I
do
don't
you
know
think
if,
you?
I don't know if I could hold it in, like, just knowing that.
What if you had a trip?
No. Why would I want to go on? I couldn't do that.
You couldn't?
No.
Yeah, I feel like I've held...
Deposits are paid. You have no choice, but you're going on this trip, and it's like, I'm going to get through this trip, and then I'm going to...
I'll go. He can stay, because odds are I would have paid for the whole thing anyways.
You do have a history. okay, so I just... So you're just an instant blurter.
I think so.
I've done both, but when I've held onto it, it hasn't... I don't think it's been to maximize the damage. It's been, like, to get to where we could have a talk. Like,
You want discretion?
Because I want to figure out, like, is this true? Like, why? What's the reason?
So you're reasonable still. You don't get blinded by rage when you've been...
I've had both, yeah. I've had both.
Okay.
But it's never been like, I want to embarrass you. It's been like, we cannot talk because it's after a basketball game or something. So, like, we're going to have to just... kind of schedule.
If there were
other
ways to say we're in privacy,
yeah.
You've only exposed somebody in private. Would you ever go like, I just found out, like, because that's the big question. This happened. This is a Reddit thread that I was looking at where, a guy found out his wife was cheating while they were at their anniversary party, like at their anniversary dinner.
It was
their 10th even. So there's friends, and he sees on her phone that one of her coworkers is texting her, like, things that are very confirming of their bad baby.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
And he has the confirmation he needs right then and there. The thing about this where I want other people's opinions about it is people are mad at him for making a scene. It's like, why didn't you T-hack that and couch it, hold it in for decorum, like for your friends who are also at the dinner, and then speak to her privately? But at a certain point, if your wife of 10 years is texting her coworker who she lets do terrible things to her, when you find out at that moment, how do you hold it in?
I don't know. I just feel like I am like a private person. Like, I want to have a real talk about it.
Talk?
Yeah. And like, I have questions that I want to ask and get to the bottom of it.
I promise I'm not trying to, like, I'm not, I know this sounds very hostile towards you, but like, what questions?
I guess.
How often?
There's always the glimmer of hope in the back of my mind that, like, maybe I'm misreading this. Maybe it's not true. Like, I don't want to shove everyone overboard if I don't know the ship is sinking. Like, I need to hear it from you. Like,
I tend to shove first.
Like, just checking her phone and like, I don't know. Maybe it's a joke. Maybe the number's saved wrong. Like, there are reasons. I think it's all ridiculous and probably not the reason, but I would still just like want to get to the bottom of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
No, I think I'm probably more screwed up than you because I don't think I could pull it back together. Like, I've been in those situations where I can just feel the hot coming up and my ears are hot. And I'm like, well, then everyone's just going to think I'm weird anyway. So I might as well just like, so he like ding, 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 gets everybody's attention and does a toast. It's like to 10 years of my beautiful wife and to Mark who keeps her busy when I'm not around.
Ooh. So that's the first time she knew that he had let on, which... I mean, I don't have any, this is a tough for me because I don't have any sympathy for cheaters because it's like, just don't do it. And then you won't be in this position, you know, like you made the bed, but also if all your friends and family are around, isn't there a point of like, it's not their business. It's not their business why we're
but they're
end up
here
breaking
celebrating
up.
Your love. And that's a farce. It's not real. Your love is over. So
It sucks because, like, I would like to think that in that situation, I would be able to hold it together, compose myself. But, like, if you're making me look like a fool, because I'm a dedicated person.
100%.
I am throwing you under the bus.
Yes.
For sure. I'm telling everyone the truth.
Right then and there.
Yeah.
Really? See, I guess I feel like I look like a fool, so why not look like a fool just a little bit longer? Like, a little bit more clarifying.
Because I'd love to hear from people on our text line, 303-222-5423. Like, who's right? Because this is what incensed me about this story. It's the guy who's trying to rob your house and trips on your rug and breaks his head open and then sues you for his head injury. Mm-hmm. And you're like,
yeah.
Well, that wouldn't have happened
into my house.
Right. And it's like, everyone's going, dude, you should have been cooler about that. And it's like,
she shouldn't have had an affair.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I agree. You don't get to choose how other people react to, especially if you're wronging them like that. I'm just more of like a private person. Mm-hmm. Like, would you want all your dirty business like in front of all your friends and family?
As long as she's the one who's dirty, yeah. I would. I know that's crazy. I think I would have probably dumped food on her or something. I would have gone full movie moment at that
really
point.
I think in all honesty, I probably just would have left.
And then make her explain it later?
Yeah.
Or group text everybody.
Just be like, sorry, I had to leave my own anniversary party. Yeah. Found out some pretty terrible stuff.
Yeah. But have they put the dessert out yet? Because that determines...
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, Mark is bringing the dessert.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a guy who had relations and ended up needing to be taken to the hospital on a stretcher.
Oh, wow. Intense.
I have a story about a guy, if you're going to commit a crime, wear a belt.
Wear it? Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Phoenix. Phoenix, not in Florida.
Yeah, it is so close, yes. So.
There were two men. They tried to steal a motorcycle from a house. But the homeowner was at the house working from home.
What?
So just looking out the window.
Case the joint first, idiots.
Another pro tip. But they're like, I wonder what these fellas want with my... Oh, they're trying to steal my bike. Well,
okay.
It took them a while because one of the guys, he had shorts on and they kept falling down. So he kept falling down while he's trying to steal the bike. So much... It gave him so much time that the homeowner eventually just... kind of knocked on the window.
He's like, hey guys, I'm sorry, here. You know, I'm right here.
I see London. I see France. I'm watching.
So they didn't get the bike.
No, it's unclear whether or not the guy had gone through like major weight loss or something, but his pants could not. And even when they finally knocked on the window, they scattered. His pants fell down yet another time.
While he was running away.
Nice. My story comes out of Russia. Mazar Russia.
Ah.
Evgeny Kushinov.
Okay, sure. No,
was
well.
Feeling very horny.
Ah.
Can somebody help me with Russian? Just get me on the right page.
I feel
Am
like
I close?
You're doing, yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's maybe a little too aggressive.
A little too. Because I'm thinking of, like, remember when Sean Connery was, like, the Russian submarine commander in Hunt for Red October?
Yeah.
His Russian accent sounded like this. I'm a Russian submarine commander. He doesn't really do accents.
Okay.
Anyway, he was feeling kind of randy, and he found himself a cow tied to a post in
Stop.
A field.
Really?
No. So he sidled up to the cow and said...
Can I buy you a drink?
Come here often?
Oh my gosh.
Tried to get after it with the cow. The cow decided, did not want any part of that. So the cow trampled on him, not letting him... I don't know why he's screaming. I guess I would too.
Yeah.
He eventually had to call the police on himself.
Really?
To keep the cow from trampling him to death.
Okay, wow. His dating life went from worse to even worser.
He just said, I was so moved by desire. The ambulance driver said, don't have a cow, man.
Okay.
I can't even enjoy these puns just because of how gross that is. I hate this man.
Utterly disgusting.
There it is!
Those...
Okay, well, that's it. Those are all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.